Well, we've got art, 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 art all week this week, of course, with the Park Point Art Fair coming up, Art Week here on KUMD. And, of course, Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. It is true. Everyone is eagerly anticipating the Park Point Art Fair, one of our community's most enjoyable, fun summer. Just it's pure joy about art at the Park Point Art Fair. And there's over 115 artists that will be there. Leading up to it, though, there is going to be an amazing opening this Thursday at Lizard's Art Gallery. I'm so angry that I have never thought of this pairing together. It's a show of Adu Gindi and Jim Klug. These are two just fabulous artists, and the work together enhances, accentuates, speaks to each other. It's a wonderful conversation between the two. The show is called Animal Inclinations, so it's right up your alley. Jim Klug works in ceramics. He is a brilliant, I would say, collage artist of pop culture. He has these really interesting ceramic forms that he uses almost as canvases in and of themselves. So a lot of the interesting part about his work is the surface design that he does with these vessels, and where he recombines, he's hysterical. He's really funny. The kind of quotes that he uses a lot of text, a lot of images from like 1950s books or contemporary pop culture references. And then Adu Gindi is a painter, very imaginative, inventive. Some of the forms that she uses, it's almost that these animals are sort of existing on a separate plane. I mean, you think of the surrealist artists and they think of that other plane, and Adu Gindi's work is of that other plane. So the two of them together, I think, is going to be really fun to see, and that's this Thursday at Lizards. So that can get you kind of warmed up for the Park Point Art Fair on Saturday and Sunday. Like I said, over 115 artists. What I think is really special about what they do at the Park Point Art Fair is that not only can you enjoy the multimedia artists, so there's fiber artists, jewelers, painters, sculptors, ceramic artists, multimedia artists, you can also make art yourself. So they have free art-making tables of a bunch of different artists and mediums, as well as free demonstrations. So they have a lot of the artists who are on view are giving their time. So we were talking before we came on about the amazing work of Eric Helland, and he's one of the recognized, every year they recognize some really standout artists, and he is one of the standout artists in the wood category. And what he does with wood is really amazing. A lot of the work, you know, you can take home something as simple as a pen, or as just beautiful and stunning as a hand turned bowl. Tanya Sell is another one that Park Point Art Fair has recognized, and Tanya's work really is, she's a treasure. She's a local treasure, in my opinion. She works with, she's mostly two dimensional, but she incorporates collage, acrylic, pastel, pencil. I mean, she really is deft at using so many different mediums. She also does glass. Her whole family is creative. And you really just have that sense that this is just, that art is sort of the same to her as breathing, that it's a compulsion. It happens, and it's just stunning. She does, I think the portraits are really what come out, and the connection between the viewer and the face in her canvases are really quite stunning. Peter Ross is the artist that received the top prize this year. And when I think, he's a UMD grad, he lives in the cities now, but when I look at his work, he's very much about nature. So of course he's fitting for our neck of the woods and our community, but when you look at it, it sort of has this Andrew Weiss feeling of that it's, you can't quite touch it, that it's just out of grasp. There's something a little bit nostalgic about it when you look at it, which I think is really interesting. And then fiber art, one last one that I want to mention is Mary Reichert. She's a local artist. She does the Oatlack Studios here right in Duluth. She's a fiber artist, and she does a lot of work with felting. And the way that she is able to combine colors in the felt work, I think it's painters probably look at her work and think, oh my God, if only I could be a felter, because the way she's able to blend and explore color and fiber, you know, there is something just wonderful about having texture in the work. And when you look at Mary Reichert's work, you can see that she understands that that blending of color and texture is something special. So lots to see beyond that. Like I said, over 115 artists. So if those aren't your pleasure, there will be more.
Well, and we are going to have Mary Reichert, I think, Thursday as a guest as part of Art Week. So we've got a lot of fun folks lined up to talk about their artwork coming up this week here on Art Week. And Annie, you're always fun. So that's why we have you every Monday.
It's always fun to be. It's a great way to start Monday morning.
Fantastic. And we'll talk again next week. Thanks, Annie.
Bye, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, a regular feature of Mondays right here on KUMD.